The city of Springfield's election office is looking to buy a new vote tabulation system and more than 70 new voting machines for local polling places. Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola-Lopez said some of the voting machines in use now are 30 years old. Upgrading will make election operations smoother and more secure. She spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
It will make things easier. It's by and large the same system in the sense that it's an optical tabulator, so it scans the ballot. It will work the same way. There is a display screen, which is a different update to the system that will make it easier for the voter to review their ballot to see that what they voted on is what they actually intended to vote on. And the biggest, I guess, adjustment or improvement will be for our poll workers if we really want to look at the nuts and bolts of it, because they would be dealing with, you know, all of the voters using this equipment. It's a lot more ease of use for them.
Now, would there be some means of transmitting the results from the polling place to City Hall electronically, as opposed to the way it works now, where I guess is you're bringing in the actual physical paper printout, right?
Yes, so that's one of the options that we are looking into because there are certain tabulation systems that do have the ability to, with a modem, transmit the results, and that would be the first kind of layer. As you know, official results aren't official on election night, so that would be our first layer where the results would get transmitted via the modem, and then they would still, the police officers and poll workers would still deliver the actual physical paper and a USB drive to us so that we can verify that the results that are transmitted electronically are accurate.
And the actual ballots that are filled out by the voters, those are still, then would still be stored and maintained?
Correct. So those are stored with us. They're maintained in our vault. And so we have it, you know, kind of a multi-tier system where we could make sure that everything, all the numbers match up and all the votes are counted as they were intended to be.
So with this new equipment you're planning to purchase, voters would still get a paper ballot to fill out, correct? You're not switching to like a touchscreen system or something like that?
No, not at all. The only thing touchscreen is a display which kind of will read the ballot. It shows the voter what they voted, and then, you know, as it goes through, if there are no problems with the ballot, the machine accepts it like it normally would. If there is an issue where the ballot may be overvoted or undervoted, then that display screen, it will let the voter and the poll worker know what issues may have arisen, and then, you know, there's commands on that screen where the poll worker can touch in order to return the ballot to the voter.
And so they could fix that mistake then on the spot.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
So that certainly is an improvement over what you have now.
It is an improved security, too, so that the voter themselves is kind of interacting with the machine. What we have now, if there is an issue with the ballot, the poll worker has to physically take the ballot out and then, you know, kind of look at it in conjunction with the voter to say, let's look at this ballot. In essence, seeing how the voter voted, which is, you know, defeats the secured ballot.
Assuming that voting by mail is going to be an option in Massachusetts going forward, is there any hesitation about spending on purchasing polling place equipment?
I don't think so. I think that there's still a large population in Springfield and in other parts in Massachusetts that do want to go and have that election day experience where they're putting the ballot through the machine themselves. So I don't think that's ever going to go away, at least not in the near future. What I do think for us will be helpful is that this new equipment actually assists with the vote-by-mail process in the sense that the voting tabulation system that we have now is very finicky. It only accepts number two pencil or a black ballot marking pen, like a marker, where the new equipment, you can write in blue ink, pencil, pen, red ink. As long as you mark it the way you're supposed to mark it, the machine will accept it, which makes it a lot easier on election day with our poll workers because, you know, that's something that we see a lot where we have to send the ballots back to the voter because they mark it incorrectly.
How much are you planning to spend on these upgrades?
Well, right now, the base quotes for some of the equipment that we've looked at is in the range of anywhere from $400,000 to $700,000.
Are you hoping to have this in place in time for the municipal election this fall?
Yes, that's what our goal is to have all our staff and poll workers trained, have the equipment in place for that fall election. We think, because there is a smaller turnout in a municipal election year, that it makes sense to kind of work out all the kinks when there are less voters at the polls and when we have more time to be able to have the technicians from whatever company come and actually be hands-on election day.